You're listening to SBS News.
The Therapeutic Goods Administration is provisionally approving a second COVID-19 booster vaccine for use in Australia. If approved by the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation, Moderna will become available to adults over the age of 18. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the booster program is fundamentally important.
So in addition to the Pfizer booster, subject to a final approval, a second green light by ATAGI, or the Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation, Australians will have two options for boosters very, very shortly. And I think this is another important step. Every day, we're making new strides and new progress with the vaccine program.
93% of Australians have now received their first dose, 88.5% of Australians with a second dose, and 580,000 Australians with a booster dose. Health authorities in New South Wales are on high alert after five cases of COVID-19 were detected in attendees at a Sydney Harbour party last Friday. A public health alert has been issued after two of those five are thought to have tested positive to the Omicron variant. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says genomic sequencing is currently underway.
New South Wales Health is urgently contacting around 140 people who attended a party boat cruise on Sydney Harbour on the evening of Friday, the 3rd of December. Five people from this cruise have tested positive to COVID. And we have preliminary testing, the special test that looks for the S gene dropout, on two of these people. And they have the Omicron variant. So we are concerned. We haven't got that result yet on those other three, but we are concerned that this could be a transmission event.
It comes as New South Wales has recorded its highest daily number of cases of COVID-19 since October 13th, with 403 locally acquired infections. One person has died during the latest reporting period, and 92.9% of the state's population aged 16 and over are now fully vaccinated. Elsewhere in the state, a COVID-19 alert is being issued for the Bathurst 1000 at Mount Panorama. Anyone who attended the weekend event, which includes Prime Minister Scott Morrison, is being advised to come forward for testing if they develop any symptoms. To Victoria, where an overseas arrival has become the state's first confirmed case of the Omicron variant. The individual is in hotel quarantine and flew to Australia from the Netherlands via Abu Dhabi last Friday. The health department is also investigating likely Omicron cases detected in the local government areas of Casey and Brimbank. It comes as Victoria reports 1,312 new local COVID-19 infections and a further five deaths. Further north, Queensland has no new community cases of transmission, but two Omicron infections have been identified, also in overseas arrivals in hotel quarantine. Genomic sequencing confirms one of those cases is a lineage of the variant never before identified in the world, which will now be referred to as Omicron-like. Health Minister Yvette Darth says scientists from Queensland Health played a vital role in detecting the new lineage.
I want to give a huge thank you to our forensic scientific services, because it is their work, working with the International Committee, that has led to the International Committee now actually reclassifying Omicron into two lineages. And we have both of them here in Queensland.
Eight new cases of COVID-19 have been detected in the ACT and one death. 98.1% of the state's population aged 12 and older are now fully vaccinated. Meanwhile, the Northern Territory has recorded two new locally acquired coronavirus infections. Catherine Binjari and Rockhole are entering their first day out of lockdown restrictions, but residents of those areas will be subject to a mask mandate for another week. And South Australia has recorded three new cases of the virus. Two women in their 30s and 50s and a man in his 60s are the infected individuals. One of the three is believed to be a close contact linked to the Norwood School reunion cluster. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Hannah Kwon, SBS News.